So with food, let's go straight to it with Kelly Gibney. Kelly, kia ora. Nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Wallace.
How are you doing?
Really, really good. Very happy it's Friday.
Oh, very, very happy myself, although happier speaking to you because you've got one of my favourite dishes of all time and I get to discuss it with you.
This is one of my favourite dishes too. I think if I had such a thing as a growing up as like a birthday meal, this would definitely be it for me.
Wonton soup.
Yeah,
wonton soup.
Absolutely love it.
What is it about it? Is it comfort food? Is it spicy? I don't know.
Wonton soup has everything. It's got the comfort of the broth, and the broth part is amazing. I love broth based meals.
You do?
They feel good for the soul, and then that texture of the wonton wrapper and the that bite, and then
that's
the lovely surprise filling. And then also, I love a condiment. I love to just have a faff about with chili oil and more spring onions and some sesame seeds and that
sriracha?
Kind of element of customizing.
Sriracha.
Oh, I don't do sriracha. Is that what you put in your wonton soup? I'm not. Everything's
of course.
On the table, Wallace.
Yeah, no. It is sriracha at my household. Anyway, you've got a recipe for us. Take it away.
Yes. So this is my chicken, mushroom and black pepper wonton soup. This is
beautiful.
How we make it at home. Obviously, wonton soup is Chinese in origin, and that's not the culture that I grew up in. So as a food writer who gets enthusiastic about recipes from other cultures, I'm always aware of acknowledging my path to it, which is as a super fan of the last couple of years. So this is how I make it. And so I use free-range chicken mince. You could also use pork mince and Swiss brown or small portobello mushrooms that we've finely diced. And into that we put finely grated ginger, some garlic, some spring onions, some sesame oil, some soy sauce, and half a teaspoon of finely ground black pepper. And then you'll need your wonton wrappers, and they tend to come in either standard or the slightly thinner ones, which can be good for soup. And I interchange between the thin and the normal kind of thickness.
Mm.
Both are awesome. And you can get those at, I get them at my local veggie store. They're not that hard to find. Normally, for me, it's in the freezer section. And then so what you're going to do is mix up all your ingredients for your filling, and then you get to the stage of folding. I'm not going to talk through how to fold because it's quite hard to describe how to do it. It's very simple if you watch it. I would just jump on YouTube. There's sort of three or four different ways of folding. It's really, really simple to do once you've seen. The one thing I would say is go less filling than more. It's very frustrating when you go to cook your wontons and the filling is filling out because you've been overgenerous. Just have extra wontons. So you've folded all your wontons, and then you want to get to work on your soup components. So you could use store-bought low-salt chicken stock. The homemade stock is even better, and how I make that is with either a chicken carcass that I've bought, a free-range one, or leftover bones from a roast, and I just make a broth with a single spring onion. Just keep it really simple, and it makes a great broth as a base for this sort of thing. So I've got 6 cups of my chicken broth, and I'm going to start the whole process off by sauteing off some garlic and a little bit of ginger, and then I'm going to add the stock, sesame oil, a little bit of rice wine vinegar, a bit of sugar, a bit of soy sauce, and bring that to a boil. Beside that, I'm going to put a pot of boiling water. I'm going to throw my wontons into that and cook them boiling for about 5 minutes, then throw them in the soup for a minute. Throw some kind of greens in there at that point, like some halved baby pak choy or kind of whatever greens you like. Give that a minute and then serve up. You're all done.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And it's great.
And it's,
yeah, keep going.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's one of those things that it's a bit of labour in the folding of the wontons, but I find it quite meditative. Pour yourself a drink. Otherwise, it's actually a surprisingly simple thing to put together. This is literally what I made for
dinner. Don't be scared. You don't be scared.
Not at all.
It's the one thing it was my job at Jade Palace Chinese Restaurant, which I worked there for years when I was a teenager.
Amazing.
It was my job to make the wontons.
Oh, that's so great. So you'd be a whiz. This would totally be a week.
Oh, I was a whiz as a 16-year-old. And I loved doing it as well. But there was time pressure because I had to make a lot of them. but it was lots of fun to do. And these wontons were fried. But the ones in the broth, I love better.
They're definitely my favourite. And once you've made them, because this recipe will make about 50, and you probably won't need that for your meal. Though in saying that, I will easily demolish 10. I've been known to do 12 wontons. But the leftovers that you do have, you can freeze them and then cook them straight from frozen.
Beautiful. And good for the whānau, eh? Family loves this.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a total family favourite. That's why we try and make it a Friday night or a Sunday night meal when we all, you know, want something that's absolutely delicious.
Chicken, mushroom, black pepper, wonton soup. Now we're talking. Now the show's getting good. Kelly Givney, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thomas.